Who is God? What is He like? How can we be sure He exists? When did He begin? How can we know Him? Everyone has asked these questions either aloud or to himself, for we cannot look at the world around us and not wonder about its creation. We are daily faced with the miracle of life and the mystery of death, of the glory of flowering trees, the magnificence of the star-filled sky, the magnitude of mountains and of sea. Who made all this? Who conceived the law of gravity by which everything is held in its proper place? Who ordered the day and the night and the regular procession of the seasons? What about the infinity of the universe? Can we honestly believe, as someone has written, this is all there is or was or ever will be? The only possible answer is that all these things and many more are the work of a supreme creator. As a watch must have a designer, so our precise universe has a great designer. We call him God. His is a name with whom the whole human race is familiar. From earliest childhood we have breathed His name. The Bible declares that the God we talk about, the God we sing about, the God from whom all blessings flow, is the God who created this world and placed us in it. Our exploration of space would be impossible in a universe ungoverned by the laws of God. No less a wise man than Benjamin Franklin said, "I have lived a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see that God governs in the affairs of men." Another wise man, Blaise Pascal, wrote, "If a man is not made for God, why is he happy only in God? If a man is made for God, why is he opposed to God?" This is our dilemma. But who is He, you ask? Where is He? We know that He exists. We call upon Him in our hours of greatest difficulty and trial. Some try to let the thought of Him fill every waking moment. Others say they don't believe in Him, that He doesn't exist. And still others say, "Explain Him to me and maybe I'll accept God." For those who, at this crucial point in world history, are wondering what God is like, it has been simply stated, God is like Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus came to make God visible to mankind and to become our Redeemer, even so, on His return to heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit to indwell believers and enable them to live so as to make Christ visible to an unbelieving world. If that is how you feel, if all your life you have been hearing about God and talking about God, but waiting for someone to explain God to you before you could put your faith in Him and Him alone, let us see just how concrete a description the Bible can give us. What is God like? At this crucial point in world history, everyone should be seeking an answer to the question, what is God like? Everyone should ask it, and everyone should make sure of the answer. Everyone should know beyond a shadow of a doubt exactly who God is and what He is capable of accomplishing. The Bible says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it unto them." Romans 1:19. It is the absence of the knowledge of God and man's refusal to obey Him that lie at the root of every problem that besets us. It is man's confusion about God's plan that has the world in chaos. It is man's unwillingness to